Last month, the world's leading toy and baby products retailer, Toys R Us, opened its 100th store in China after first entering the market a decade ago. Toys R Us CEO Dave Brandon says the company is planning to open more stores in China this year.
Well, our plans directly for China, we'll continue to roll out somewhere between 30 and at least 30 to 40 stores a year. This is our intended goal, but it's not just our entire mission. We want to be in the right place at the right time, so this is very important for us, and we want to make sure that each store brings that special character and that uniqueness and the experience of Toys R Us for families and for children.
Brandon is among many foreign business people trying to venture further into China's service market. Data released by the Ministry of Commerce shows foreign direct investment into the Chinese mainland rose 6.4% year-on-year to some $126 billion last year. Foreign investment in the service industry rose about 17%, accounting for some 61% of the total flow for the period. Xin Ho Yuan, Deputy Director of the Chinese Academy of International Trade and Economic Cooperation of Ministry of Commerce, says growing FDI in the service sector shows the Chinese market's international status is rising.
In the past, foreign investments were more focused on manufacturing and exports. Investors made use of China's cheap labor and low-cost production factors. Now China is undergoing economic transition. We're developing high-end manufacturing and the service industry. Domestic consumption is now a major driving force for the economy. So now foreign investors come to China to directly reach the consumers and provide services to them.
At the same time, exports of China's high-end manufacturing products are increasing. An industry report shows that China is leading the way in exports of high-tech products in Asia, with its share rising from 9.4% in 2000 to 43.7% in 2014. Zhang Jianping, senior researcher with the National Development and Reform Commission, says exporting high-end manufacturing products will make China more competitive in the global market.
In terms of large equipment, China has three strong exports: high-speed rail, nuclear power, and UHV transmission and distribution equipment. Our telecommunication equipment and automobiles are also very competitive. In the future, we should improve manufacturing in high-tech, aviation, IT, and biopharmaceutical.
The establishment of free trade zones and better levels of opening up have also helped China become an important world market. Currently, China has signed and implemented 14 free trade agreements involving 22 countries and regions. For CI, this is Suo Wen.